It's time to find balance and be refreshed here on Every Heart, Every Woman.
Every heart, every woman.
Get ready for uplifting music and inspiring interviews.
Every heart, every woman.
Let's get motivated to move forward as we share our life experiences. Host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Before we jump into our interview, we're going to set the tone with a little bit of live music. This is Pull Me Close by LaToria. Sit back and enjoy.
Forget who you are to me, like straight up and down. Forget, you know. I need you to pull me close, keep me close to you.
Father, need you to pull me close.
Pull me close, pull me close, pull me close. Nah.
Pull me close. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. And I have a good friend of the show, LaTorla Jones, as co-host with me today. LaTorla has been a guest on the show, so if you missed her episode, feel free to go back, get on iTunes, go back and listen to it. She gave us so much great wisdom on her episode. And LaTorla is also the founder of Flames of Passion Women's Event that we had this summer. And we had an awesome event. So welcome, LaTorla.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
And as usual, I also have my good friend Vicki McMurray joining us as co-host today. And she's actually not with us in the studio, but she's with us by magic. What should we say? How are you with us, Vicki?
I am with you by Wi-Fi. I'm in Kentucky supporting my father right now, who's battling cancer.
Yeah. So, okay. So by Wi-Fi. So I shouldn't say by magic. It seems like magic. But we're so glad that Vicki is still able to be here with us. Well, our program, Every Heart, Every Woman Radio, is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Get on your computer, get on Love Ministries website. You can find them at loveministriesbuilds.org, and you can get all the information about Love Ministries. Well, we are welcoming. What's funny is we have LaTorla as the co-host, but we are welcoming our guest today, LaTorla Wilson. Welcome, LaTorla.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. The rap song that you just heard is by LaTorla, and it is available for download?
Everywhere, all digital outlets.
All right. Mm-hmm. So find it, get on out there, and support and download Pull Me Close. Well, LaTorla is a Christian hip-hop soul artist. I love it. So this is a first for us.
All right.
To have a hip-hop artist on the show.
Happy to be the first.
All right. Yeah, so we're happy that you're here. So LaTorla, mm-hmm. LaTorla, tell us your background and how in the world did you make it into Christian hip-hop?
Yeah.
I mean, had the Lord drop that on you?
So I am the oldest. I grew up in a house where I was the oldest of five kids. I was raised predominantly by my mom and my aunt.
Okay.
Believers, and they very early on made it their mission to teach us about Jesus in spite of some of the difficulties and church hurt that they kind of dealt with. Mm-hmm. And so they were also really intentional to expose us to all different types of arts.
Okay.
You know, definitely it was Kurt Franklin going strong at the house, you know what I'm saying? But they also allowed us to be exposed to different art forms. And so I fell in love with hip hop at a very early age.
Okay.
And surprisingly enough, I want to rap for Jesus, right? But that was not a thing. And my mom was like, absolutely not. You're going to college and getting a degree, right?
It's all good moms say.
Yeah, shout out to Mom Dukes for helping me get that piece
all right.
of paper. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I did that.
Okay.
But that dream never really went. I can remember I was in elementary school and I saw Queen Latifah, and she was on this show called Yo MTV Raps, and she was just killing it, and it was just captured me. But it wasn't until later in life that I actually got into pursuing the music part. And I always tell people that God used my love for music to pull me back into deep relationship with him, and serious relationship with him. So I was in college, kind of wilding out, doing my thing, and Jesus was definitely in the backseat. Mm-hmm. I was for sure in a backslidden space. And just by God's sovereignty, I ended up meeting a producer that was a strong believer, and he was a drill sergeant of sorts a little bit, but it was just, he embodied just what I needed to disciple me in the faith, but also show me the ropes as far as what it meant to be an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Lynn. And so he served as kind of a mentor as I was finishing up college, and that is kind of all the same time where I transitioned back into being serious about my faith and also establishing myself as an artist as well. So it's been about 10 plus years now.
All right.
Yeah,
right.
So it's been a long journey, just taking it 1 year at a time.
Yeah.
So LaTorla, I'm curious. I'll be honest, I don't know a whole lot about hip-hop Christian music.
Sure.
But so when you're starting off, who are your role models?
Oh, so I started seriously pursuing it back in probably about the end of 2006, beginning of 2007.
Okay.
And Christian hip hop was definitely a thing. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know about it. I mean,
right.
And that's still the reality today. Mm-hmm. You know, it's its own thriving world, really. But most people don't know about it until you tell them, and then they kind of have to hear something after that.
Right.
It's like Christian hip hop. What do you do with that? Right.
Yes.
So for me, I was a huge fan of hip hop music just in general. So some of my influences were not necessarily like Christian music. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So,
does that answer your question?
I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
One of the things that kind of keeps coming up as a theme on our show is like all the moms that are listening, how do I tell what my kid, you know, loves to do, and how can I like help them, you know, focus them in their passion? So
sure.
I'm a worship leader and a worship artist. So I grew up like getting on the was at the fireplace at my mom's house, which I called a stage.
Yes.
And I was really little, and and I'm short now, so I was, you know, really short then. I could barely get up there, and then I would fall off and like gash my head open. Yeah. So that's a running joke in our family. But the thing was, my parents were like, you know, I was getting up there to worship. So it was kind of like it was always a part of who I was, always a part of who God, you know, made me to be. Uh-huh. So if you're going to be a hip hop artist, I'm trying to picture you as a little kid. What does that look like?
So that looks like me knowing the lyrics to every song on the radio.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And then just not saying the bad words. My mom would give me that eyeball like,
right, don't you say that.
Now I'll let you listen to it because I want you to be exposed, but don't let me take this belt off.
Now, in addition to knowing all the words, I'm sure there were some type of movement, type of vibe going on, hands in the air.
Running Man hard.
Oh,
the
wow.
Running Man game was, my Roger Rabbit game was strong.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So moms out there, if your kid is, you know, doing all that, you know what? We just going to turn that over to the Lord. They might be a Christian hip hop artist.
Absolutely.
You know,
or so, dancer.
Yeah. So don't get scared off. So Latoria, what is your message? What is your or what is kind of like the theme of your life? Like what are you getting across to
Absolutely.
People?
Absolutely. And so there are two themes that I typically try to drive home, and that first one is chasing freedom.
Okay.
Because I know that we, just as human beings, we can get caught up in all kinds of things that take our attention away from the Lord, take our attention away from our purpose. And you can end up, you know, growing up, living your whole life and die distracted and in bondage.
Wow.
And so for me, like my music, I've learned over time that I'm someone that I embolden people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, is that a word, embolden?
It is. Okay. Come I was going like, we're going to stamp it a word.
Yeah, I was going to make it one. Yeah. Like that's a gift that I have. And so in my music, I really try to spur people on towards freedom, and that freedom ultimately is found in Christ.
Yes.
And so you can unpack that all day, every day, you know, for the rest of my life, I can talk about different scenarios in which people may find themselves, bound or in bondage to something, and here's the path to freedom for that specific thing.
Yes,
you know what I mean. And so for me, it is definitely hip hop, but I am versatile in my approach depending on what it is that I'm looking to do. So I do like the youth group type stuff, and then I'll do like a women's conference, Words More Spoken Word. I do blended worship with my own church and other churches. You know, so it just depends, but. All in all, I would say the primary theme for me is about freedom.
Okay.
And I, you know, am very transparent about my own life and areas where I've found myself in bondage. And, you know, my theme is like, look, now that I've been free, like I really fight to keep myself in a place of being free.
Amen.
And so I reflect that in my music.
Amen.
The other thing is grown woman bars.
Okay.
So for me, it's just like, you know, I want to use the gift that God has given me to spur especially our young ladies on towards maturity.
Okay.
So much of what they look at and see when they see a female rapper is mm-hmm. this over-sexualized Barbie doll yes. image. You know what I mean? And it's just like, we can't shield them from that. It's mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
those
right.
images that are out there.
Yes.
And so my heart and desire is to offer something that counteracts that.
Right.
And it's like, no, darling,
choice.
You're not supposed to be a Barbie doll. You're yes. supposed to be a grown woman.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And just kind of following in theme with what the scriptures say for the more mature women to encourage the younger women. Mm-hmm. And so that trickles through in my music as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking when we were getting prepared for the show, that you are... you are a role model for really every young girl. I consider mm-hmm. myself. I think that what God has called me to do, that every young lady should sit out there and be like, okay, I can do that too.
Mm-hmm.
But you, even with a different twist on it,
mm-hmm.
because being in the hip hop world
mm-hmm.
and then saying, listen, this is also an area that we are claiming for Jesus.
Yeah.
You are a role model. Mm-hmm. And so what do you do in that vein to try to reach out to maybe the young girl that's saying, you know, I know that the Lord has called me to be in the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
I see something in her, you know, what are you doing to kind of like minister to in that vein to the younger ones coming up?
Sure. Yeah. So for me, all of what I do is in hope to either outright verbally or non-verbally speak to those young women.
Mm-hmm.
The way that I dress, you know, mm-hmm. the way that I present myself online, mm-hmm. how I handle social media,
yeah.
what I'm saying in my songs,
mm-hmm.
you know, what I choose to omit, you know what I mean? All
mm-hmm.
of those things are for the sake of being a role model and example, because for me, the Lord showed me, like, you get to be Latoria, that example that you didn't see when you
right,
were growing up.
Right.
So
right.
for me, it was like, you know, Queen Latifah, Missy Elliott, these women that were more so on the secular side, but I was captured by their craft.
Mm-hmm.
That's what grabbed me. And so as the next generation, I get to model what that looks like
right.
as a believer.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get to model what it looks like to be in the world, but not of it. I
right.
get an opportunity to model what it looks like to navigate secular spaces and still hold fast to my convictions.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes mm-hmm. we separate too hard the sacred and the secular. And
yeah.
I think Jesus is calling us to be light
Amen.
In dark spaces.
Amen.
So sometimes that means you have to be creative with what you're doing.
Amen.
And so all of those things is what I try to embody.
Yeah.
And definitely when I get an opportunity, if I'm doing something like youth related or even honestly young adult with my peers even,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? I'm always open to having dialogue, and I'll tell them, like, hit me up on social media. You know, that's the best way. We will have a conversation.
Yeah.
You know, and I always try to get back as fast as I can with anyone that has a question. And I've had some really, really deep conversations with some young ladies just on social media.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Just because they saw a show or they saw an event that I was a part of and they wanted to continue a dialogue. Like, hey, when you said this on the stage, what does that mean? And here's what I'm dealing with.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And
yes.
so it's just like, I'm very much a hands-on type person.
Okay.
So, but as much as I can, I try to engage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, all of your shows, are you always on in the market as with other Christian artists, or are you sometimes, because you're hip hop, are you sometimes in a marketplace where you're the only
Yeah,
Christian.
It's both.
Okay.
Because hip hop, me to be able to do both. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, so talk more about when you're in the marketplace where maybe you're the only
sure.
Christian hip hop
yeah,
artist.
Yeah.
What's that like?
So, like, for example, I think maybe a year and a half ago I did a show at the Green Elephant.
Mm-hmm.
Just drove right past here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like something that had to do with epilepsy awareness. It was some
okay.
type of community type thing, you
yes.
know what I mean? I didn't change my lyrics, you know?
Right.
It affords me to be a little bit more blunt about some things, you know what I'm saying? Just about life and struggles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you kind of have to be careful depending mm-hmm. on the space that you're in. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I love it, to be honest with you, because people are looking for answers.
Yeah.
And people are looking for someone to just be real. Like,
yeah
you want to be entertained, but you know, I feel like God has given me a gift to be personable.
Mm-hmm.
And I always write my songs from a standpoint of, hey, I'm talking to you. You know what I mean? Like, it's a one-on-one conversation.
Yes.
And so I feel like the live element kind of enhances that. And then you have people, you know, they've had a couple of drinks in them, and then they get, but for me, it's always, they start telling me their whole life story.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, this is ministry, yo. Yes. Like, I'm in the club right now.
Yes. Yes.
Talking to you about some very real life things that you've walked through, and I have an answer to
right.
give you.
Amen.
So I see it, you know, as an opportunity regardless. So I always try to go wherever I'm invited.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Latoria, I like how you said you didn't change your lyrics. How important is that for maybe Christian artists, whether it's hip-hop or rap, or whether it's what Carla does as far as praise and worship, or wherever we are, how important is it for us not to change maybe the message, the lyrics is what you said, but can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. So I think... You know, I look at Jesus as the example, and depending on who he was talking to, he crafted what he had to say a certain way, and there was an art to it. So, you know, the woman that's at the well, he's like, you don't have a husband, and the husband that you have right now ain't your husband. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
but right. he may not have kept it that 1,000 with someone else, but the message still stays the same.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in essence, that's kind of what I try to do. If I am in a in an environment that is not Christians, so to speak, then I address real life issues.
Okay.
And then I still find myself pointing back to Christ as the resolve for those things, because it's the equalizer, right?
Yes.
We all are human. Yes. You know what I mean? We all have struggles and things that we're dealing with. And honestly, a lot of times people that aren't believers need to hear Christians say, yo, I'm struggling right now.
Right, right.
I'm raggedy right now. I mean, hip-hop lets you just be like, ah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas other art forms, like, you might not be able to give it that 1,000. But I can, because it's hip-hop, you know?
And yes.
So because of that, I think it ministers to people who aren't believers to be like, oh... So you're not pretending to be perfect.
Right.
Absolutely not.
Right.
I'm just as raggedy as you. I just have a savior. I have hope.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Amen. Yeah. Amen. And here's the hope that you can have.
Yes.
Right here. Let me present it to
come
you.
Come see about
right.
it. Come talk to me. Yeah.
I love it. So so what's your creative process when you're writing?
I typically write from a place of impact.
Okay.
So lyrically, you know, as an MC, there's kind of a standard, especially as a female. We can't afford to be corny. We have to come with it as women, especially, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm always writing from a place of impact, though. Like, what can I say that's going to penetrate your chest?
Hmm.
What can I say that's going to get you excited?
Yeah.
What can I say that's going to get you through this hard patch that you're going through right
yes.
now? How can I encourage you? How can I challenge you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can I rebuke you? It just depends on the subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
But I just try to run the gambit of wherever the Lord leads me. Typically, I mean, I work with several different producers, and I'm always looking for new producers to work with. And, Lord willing, I'll start getting more into like live instrumentation and that kind of thing, because that's really my passion, you know, is that live music piece. So,
yeah, that's what I love.
Yeah.
Live music. OK, so let's take a break. I've got like 35 more questions, but
I'm here for all. Let's go.
Well, let's take a break. We'll be right back in just a minute.
To Every Heart, Every Woman, the show where women find balance, peace, and inspiration.
Heart,
now let's get back to the show with your host, Carla Nivens.
Well, welcome back to the show, everyone. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. I have a good friend of the show, Latoria Jones, from Flames of Passion Women's Event, co-hosting with me today. Thank you so much, Latoria.
Thank you for having me, Carla.
And through the power of Wi-Fi, a.k.a. magic, we also have Vicky.
Woohoo! I'm here calling in from Kentucky.
All right. Thank you so much, Vicky, for being here. And we are having a wonderful conversation with LaToria Wilson. When you're searching for LaToria, though, you should just search for LaToria, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So get out there on social media and connect with her and also support her and download her music. But over the break, LaToria, you mentioned that you had something that kind of came up to your mind.
Yes. I wanted to ask LaToria a question. And before I do that, I'm going to preface this by saying Flames of Passion Women's Event. One of our things is we want to walk with women to freedom, wholeness, and restoration. We don't want anyone to walk alone. And so when LaToria, when you were talking about how important freedom is to you, mm-hmm. And just being able to walk to a place of freedom, mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about your testimony?
Sure, yeah. So I would say one of the major things that I've dealt with and still work to stay free from is just the opinions of others.
Mm. Yeah. That's huge.
Especially as women, like, oh, yes. Gosh. And that comparison, yes. You know, there's so much that ties into that, right? Like,
steals joy.
Oh, my goodness, Vicky. Ridiculous. It really does. It steals joy. And so for me, it was really like finding scripture that I could just speak over myself. Mm-hmm. Anytime that I was feeling like less than, or feeling like this person is prettier than I am, or this person is further along in their career as I am, or than I am, or better than whatever it is, mm-hmm. because you know those are thoughts that come from the enemy, you mm-hmm. know, just to trick us into thinking or believing a lie about something. And so for me, I think that's been a main thing internally that I'm constantly working towards is staying free. It took me a while to get free, you know, and as you're a little girl growing up, you go through the awkward phases and trying to figure out your lane and who you mm-hmm. are and what mm-hmm. you like, what you don't like, and mm-hmm. getting to that point where you are okay with who you are. And so, like, when I talk about freedom or grown woman bars, like, my thing is I want these baby girls to get that early.
Yes.
Like, sweetie, own what God gave you now.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
You know, miss the 15 years that I went through, that we typically go mm-hmm. through trying to get to that point. Because I think at a certain point, you're like, I'm grown. This is who I am. Mm-hmm. Deal with it. Mm-hmm. If you're a part of my tribe, let's go. If mm-hmm. not, God bless you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
But my thing is I want to instill that in these young women early.
Yes.
You know, like, love you exactly how God made you.
That's good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
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 Psalm 139,
yes.
You know, just being fearfully and wonderfully made, like really meditating on that,
mm-hmm.
that he knit us together in our mother's wombs, like really meditating on that. Mm-hmm. Like literally, he said, I'm going to give you this little chocolate skin. I'm going to give you this nose. I'm going to give you this voice. Like every little thing about who you are is on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if we can believe that instead of the lies that sometimes media tells us or our peers tell us because they're believing a lie, you know what I mean? And and we can hold fast to what the actual truth is, that's going to set us free.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Totally free. No issues with race, any of that.
Right.
It's mind-boggling to me. So I think we were talking at the break about, you know, what are you talking? You're in a small group, correct?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
And so what are you all talking about in your small group? I mean, Carla, this whole radio show started from Every Heart, Every Woman small group, basically. And so many topics about being either a woman of color, or for me, I'm not a woman of color, but I have just as many issues out there just trying to get along with everybody. What are you guys talking about in your small group?
Oh, man, honestly, a little bit of everything. So our group is made up of four African-American women and four white women. And we, you know, some of us are married, some of us are not. Some have kids, some don't. And so the thing that brings us all together is Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And a heart to see and walk out racial harmony.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And, you know, really one of the things that we have and are continuing to learn is that there's a lot that we have been taught that needs to be deconstructed.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot that we've been taught, just being a byproduct of being born in America, that needs to be torn down and reestablished.
Mm-hmm.
Just in the way that we look at life, the way that we look at everything. And there's a lot of relearning that has to happen. And so there are definitely conversations that we have just about perspectives. You know, everybody does not have a homogenous experience. So there's eight women in the room. So there's eight different experiences. Right. You know what I mean? Right. It doesn't mean that just because you're all black women, y'all have all the same experience. Mm-hmm. Just because you're all white women, you all have the same experience. No, you know. And so navigating through those things, working through those things, you know, getting vulnerable, working to understand your neighbor. So we talk about everything. We talk about hair. We talk about, you know, like life experiences. Where do you shop? You know, what is your outlook on this? Like, you know, I was telling some of my friends about the hair store and they're like, the hair store? You know what I mean? So I was like, yes, the hair store. Let me tell you, that's a whole thing in our community. You know what I mean? So there's these life experiences that we may otherwise be completely oblivious to, you know? And so we talk about police brutality. We talk about, you know what I mean, like the 13th Amendment. We talk about the hard stuff. And it's always covered in prayer, and the Holy Spirit meets us at every gathering, and love is what is resounding in the air, even when we're crying together. You know, even when we are, you know, expressing our frustrations or not being up, there's grace. You know, if a white sister says, hey, I have no idea, help me understand what this is like for you. Help me understand why you're frustrated here. Why are you feeling angry? Like, you know, like really exploring those things, and they take the time to listen and really try as much as they can to, you know, put the shoe on the other foot, you know?
And I think it's so important for us to be having these conversations. And even like, even if we get 1,000 people listening to the show, or 1,000 people download us on a podcast, just to hear that people are having these conversations, that it's okay to ask somebody who doesn't look like you, how do you feel about this topic? Do you, you know, how did you walk through this? What was it like for you? You know, not to get political, but like with the campaign, with our president, or how was it like for you when, you know, a particular person, you know, might have was murdered by police. I mean, those are hot button topics, obviously. But I don't know if they'd be so hot if we could just walk alongside each other and ask for each other's perspectives.
Absolutely.
There's so much beauty in that.
There really is. And you're absolutely right, Vicky. Like, it wouldn't be a hot button topic if we would just have conversation. And I'm a firm believer that the church should be modeling that more than anybody else. And unfortunately, we're not, you know. I mean, me and Jamie talked about this a lot, too. It's just like we are missing a crucial opportunity to really lead out with these things. You know, but it takes humility. It takes humility, you know, and it takes grace. You know,
do you think that there is a move among women? This is because I really think, you know, our small group, which is still going, the Every Heart, Every Woman small group, is through Love Ministries, and it is with very vastly diverse group of women. And we're growing. So now we're starting the small groups in different areas. So reach out to us if you want to be in a small group. But do you think that there's a move among women? Have you noticed that to create forums like this? Just like you said, with love and compassion, and, you know, this is a safe place for you to actually share the things that are going on in your heart. Have you noticed a move of that in the body of Christ?
Absolutely. Just with a couple of ministries that I'm either in close proximity to or involved in. I mean, you look at like Be the Bridge. Have you heard of? With Tasha. Tasha Morrison. That's a huge one. If Gathering. They are really entered into these spaces. Locally here, Sparrow is a women's conference that I'm actually a part of. And it's that it's head first, just diving head first into these things to really till the ground and reestablish the right type of foundation. You know what I mean?
We're having Rachel Joy on in a couple of weeks.
Yes, we are. That's my friend. That is my friend. Shout out to Rachel Joy. Her and their team is doing some. She's an amazing woman of God.
Wonderful.
Big heart. Huge heart. Such a sweet spirit. And she's my friend. She's in that group. That's how we became friends, was in that group.
Okay.
So.
Wonderful. Yeah. Okay, so she's in that small group.
Yeah, she's in the small group.
Uh-huh. Okay, mm-hmm. All right. So how did you get together with this? Was this something you put together?
No, so another common thing is, well, at one point we all were at the same church.
Okay.
So I'm a member at the Village Church.
Okay.
Shout out to DVC. Yeah. So, Lauren Chandler.
Okay.
I think it was kind of something that was in her heart to do. Mm-hmm. And so she just was like, she shared it with another lady named Terilyn that I was friends with. Mm-hmm. I didn't really know Lauren until this group, and that's kind of how we became friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like, hey, Terilyn mentioned it to me, and she was like, we're looking to try to put this group together, you know, intentionally for the sake of diversity and growing in diversity and that
all
kind of
right.
thing. And so all four women, all four black women, all four white women were at one point at the Village. One is since gone to a different church because she had to move. But we still, you know, are a collective.
Yeah.
And Rachel was one of those women.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So, mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Yeah, I love that. I love that. I think we have all of us in our Every Heart, Every Woman small group. I mean, we've just grown exponentially by sharing sharing each other's walks.
Absolutely.
You know, and understanding.
Absolutely. Guys, I feel like for the season and time that we're living in, all of that was on purpose, right? God,
yes.
God has
That's
us
true.
Living and breathing
yes.
in this time. And I think that this issue is a way of sanctification for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Being in one of those groups, it is absolutely sanctification
yes.
because you're having to lay down what you thought you knew.
Yes.
And a lot of times for African American women, we're having to choose to trust that it's okay to be
mm-hmm.
vulnerable
mm-hmm.
And you're not going to, like, you know, have a meltdown on
yes.
you. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
and so there's...
yeah.
Sorry, I can be blunt.
I mean,
so there's
that's, that, yeah.
there's, like, it's true.
You know,
yeah.
but it's the reality on
yes.
both sides. There's a sanctification process happening where we are saying, look, we're supposed to be together. So
yes.
we've got to push past these barriers and trust that God is going to knit us together
yes.
in spite of what possibly the country has handed us
right.
as a false reality of
right.
what it's really supposed to be.
Right, 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 right.
You know?
I talk about my mom and my grandmothers often as, and Latorla does too, her the women in her family that have really been my examples and gotten me to where I am today.
Yeah.
You know, I worship every week at Highland Park United Methodist Church, and I know that my grandmother would be so proud.
Aww.
This is why she should be proud. And I haven't shared this on the radio show yet, but she, when we were asking her questions about how she grew up, she suffered a lot of
mm-hmm.
injustice, like a lot. But she was a businesswoman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and the Lord taught her, because she told me that I believe she got to, like, middle school. I can't remember if it was 6th, 7th, or 8th
yeah.
grade. That was it. And then she had to go and, like, find her way
yeah.
in life.
Yeah.
And that's just a little bit a part of her story. I won't tell the whole thing. But when we're asking her questions, how did you get here? How did you buy land?
Yeah.
How did you build this farm?
Wow.
How did you, you know, figure out how to raise chickens? How did you make
Jesus.
Money? How did you know to go and barter and trade? And because you would look at her life and you would think, man, she boss. I mean, that's what we thought
yes.
about her. We're like, she's a boss
I
woman.
Love it.
But the Lord taught her so much along the way. And so she would answer a couple of questions about her life, and then she would stop, and then she wouldn't answer the rest. And she said, I don't want you to hate white people. I want you to be in relationship. Yes, she would say that. So, I mean, that was back then. Now she's
wisdom.
At home to be with the Lord now.
Yeah.
Right. But she had, I really feel like the life I'm living is the life that she dreamed,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
I would live. And so, like you say, like, these conversations, women, we have to have
them. We gotta have them.
We have to have them.
We gotta have them. Oh gosh. Guys, I could go on all day off into the deep about this thing, because it's so rich. There's so much potential.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much revelation,
mm-hmm.
like what you just said,
mm-hmm.
for your grandmother to say, I'm going to stop
mm-hmm.
because I don't want you to hate white people.
Mm-hmm.
just that statement alone is something that needs to be dissected.
Yes.
By everybody.
Yes.
White people need to understand why your grandmother had said that comment, because mm-hmm. I think a lot of times the perspective, they can't see it because they're on the side of the favor. They're right, on the right, side right. of the privilege. But if they were if they were able to have access to what the reality really is, it's an opportunity for them to walk in a new type of freedom where they say, nope, I see that now. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to be a part of perpetuating
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
Like it's so rich.
Yeah.
So rich. And it's such a powerful thing and a testament to evidence of the Holy Spirit for your grandmother to know, like, that's flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Let me pull back and say, that is something that's been inflicted on me.
Mm-hmm.
For the sake of the next generation and me not warping their thinking.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And it's hard to hear for me who's white.
Yeah.
To think that anybody would treat somebody any differently
because
of what they look like. I've never walked in those shoes before.
Mm.
But it's so important to have these conversations so that we can be enlightened, that we can have grace and mercy for each other and love one another and know that it's okay that we're different and our stories are different.
Yes. Absolutely, Vicky.
And you know, it goes both ways.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Vicky, your life, we've talked about how different our lives were and different joys, different struggles.
Mm-hmm.
And so with our friendship, I get a chance to, you know, step in and understand how you grew up and understand your perspective and understand why you make decisions and how you make decisions. And then you get to do the same for me. So, it goes.
That's a really beautiful thing.
Yeah.
That's the great part of our testimonies.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Latoria, let me, I want to ask about the music. Oh, were you getting ready to ask a question?
No, go ahead, Carla.
Okay. Because I was going to say, I told y'all I got like 53 more questions. So I'm trying to. So I want to know, what's the coolest place that you've ever performed? Like, what's the place that have kind of left a mark on your heart for one reason or the other?
Yeah. So, If Gathering at the top of this year,
okay.
It was still in Austin. I think they're moving to Dallas now, but I can't remember the name of the venue. It slips my mind.
Isn't the Austin Convention Center where they have If Gathering?
It's a venue where they hold like concerts, like and all these legends have performed there, like and you see them on the walls, like Ray Charles, Charles, Aretha Franklin, mm-hmm. like the Beatles, I can't think of it.
Okay.
That's terrible. But that was a really cool place. Just taking in the lay of the way that the venue is set up,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just like what the stage felt like and the lighting and all of those things. And just to think that we're in here doing ministry.
Yeah.
You know, like, it rubbed me right in so many different ways just because it just felt like, this is what I meant to do.
There you go.
You know what I mean? And then on the flip side of that, like I connected with a nonprofit that was out in what are they called? All of these names are slipping my mind right now.
Justin's Place,
I think it's called.
Okay.
I think that it's Justin's Place. They're a nonprofit, and they do work in Fort Worth. And it was this super small church,
mm-hmm.
small community, and Stop 6 Fort Worth.
Mm.
And we was in that thing, like, busting the doors out. And it was equally as satisfying to me in that intimate environment where it's just, like, these kids cooped up in this small church, you know what I mean? Everybody smelling like outside, you know what I'm saying? and it was funky and it was wonderful. Because it's like I can look those babies in the eye.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So you have this huge venue, thousands of women going in, getting after the Lord. And then you have this super intimate setting and the Spirit of God was no different.
Amen.
The energy that he allows me to flow in was no different.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
So,
amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a blessing.
Yeah, it is. Talk to us about social media, because so many of our ladies or moms, you know, and such that they're struggling with their kids with social media. Yeah. I love the fact that you said that you've had some deep conversations with, you know, people,
young people,
young people over social media. So, you know, what's that like? I mean, how, if there's a mom listening now that has a young woman or a young guy that she's bringing up, how does she get them connected to you, you know?
Sure. So all of my social media is very easy. It's Latoria Music. So at Latoria Music, L-A-T-O-R-I-A Music. Right. You could just Google me, Latoria. Like, I try to make it where I'm easily accessible as much as possible.
Yes.
Please hit me up. I will gladly talk to you. I will gladly have a conversation. And I think one of the things that I'm learning is that we as people, but especially as believers, have got to let go of ideals and start living in what's real. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's part of my job as a hip hop artist. Hip hop is a vehicle where you're going to get the real. So in my art form, I'm very intentional to bring whatever's real because the reality is when I was in high school, I was not bombarded by all of the crazy things that I ain't have a phone in my pocket where I was, you know, porn and all this stuff was just super easily accessible. You had to work to get to those things. Whereas now it's just right in front of your face and it's getting harder and harder to shield our kids away from those things. And so for me, I believe that the calling is, on my life is to help encourage us towards what's real and not what's ideal. And what's real is this generation of kids are going to be exposed a lot sooner.
Yes.
They're going to have to grow up a lot faster. Like, it's just the reality. And so with that reality in mind, what are we doing to rally around them and help point them towards what the truth is about sexuality? What is the truth about, you know, whatever it is that you're seeing? Because the enemy is very busy and he is holding no punches, bombarding our kids with lies.
Right.
And so I think for us, we have to let go of these ideals of what we wish. Like, it, unfortunately, it's the reality of where we are. Right. Innocence cannot be had the same way that it could in the 70s and 80s and 90s and even early 2000s because that's not the times that we're living in. So I think about my nephew. You know, I don't have kids of my own yet, but my nephew, I'm very intentional to ask him questions about life. You know, what are you thinking? What are you seeing? What's your favorite song? What did your kids tell you, your friends tell you at school? And if it's something that I wish he didn't know, which unfortunately has already started to happen, I'm just pointing him towards the truth. I don't freak out. I just say, baby boy, come, let me explain to you what that is.
And so in essence, you're saying that it's also important to have those conversations with our kids, with our teenagers.
We've got to. Because somebody's going to teach them a lie if we don't teach them the truth. And so I take that as part of my responsibility. Part of the banner that I have is like, you're going to get what's real. And I tell like teenagers all the time, I'm not moved. You can't say nothing to me to move me, but I'm going to tell you what the truth is. You're probably not going to want to hear it. But at least you have somewhere to go to say, hey, this really raw, nasty thing is what I'm dealing with. Help me with that. All right, let's talk about it.
That is wonderful.
That's good.
You know.
So, let me ask you this: hip hop artist.
Yeah.
So, what is your quiet time with the Lord look like?
Ooh, I gotta get creative.
I'm like, does it get rowdy? Like
sometimes. Like, Jesus, I'm tired. Jesus, I want a husband. Like, we go in and
real.
The Lord be looking.
See,
at me
you
like,
said you're real.
Oh, girl, listen, freedom.
Yes.
When you're free to be honest, like you know that God's love is an unconditional love, and he see you on your raggediest day anyway.
Yeah,
you're not
does.
Hiding it from anybody.
He does.
And when you get a good core of community of people that love you on your raggediest day and will snatch you when you need to get snatched, like, there's so much freedom in that.
Yes.
And so
yeah,
that's kind of the world that, that I've lived in, and it's developed and is still developing me to be the person, minister, speaker, artist, all of those things that, that I'm supposed to be for these times. But yeah, I get creative with my quiet time, but we go in. I mean, the Lord always wins, you know. I never win a fight. He's always like, baby girl, I know. Now come on back over here and sit down.
Right. Come on and rest. I love it.
Yes.
I love it. Well, listen, this has been such a great conversation. So thank you so much, Latoria,
for
joining us. And you all reach out to her on her social media and download her music. Thank you, Latoria.
Thank you for having me, Carla and Vicky.
Yes, thank you, Vicky, for being with us.
A virtual hug.
There we go.
Thank you.
through magic.
I'm sending her right back, sister. Thank you.
Our show, Every Heart, Every Woman Radio, is a program of Love Ministries. You can find out more about Love Ministries from their website, loveministriesbuilds.org. You can keep in contact with us, find out all the information about our show on our website, ehewradio.com, on our social media at EHEW Radio. And you all, we are on iTunes, so get on iTunes, subscribe to us so that if you miss the radio show, you can, you know, just get caught up and you'll be caught up with us. Also, leave us a, what do you call that? Leave us a,
you gotta leave us a review and subscribe.
Leave us a review. Yes, leave us a review so that we can get out to more people. You all have a wonderful week. This is Carla Nivens. We will see you back next week.